Iraq's parliamentary elections are less than a month away now. U.S. officials are focusing outreach and training efforts on a few key areas, mostly provinces with large Sunni Muslim populations. Sunni Arab participation in the voting is seen as a critical step in isolating the largely Sunni insurgency that's plaguing the country. NPR's Peter Kenyon recently took a trip to one Sunni area, Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit.
As with previous elections, Iraq's latest political season never fails to impress, among other things, for the amazing expense, effort, and risk involved in what, in other circumstances, would be routine campaign trips. Tikrit is only about a 90-minute drive from Baghdad, but because those roads are still considered too dangerous to travel, embassy officials, U.S. election advisors, and one member of the Iraqi Election Commission climb aboard two U.S. military helicopters to make the trip. The commissioner, identified as Mrs. Suwad, didn't mind if reporters used her name, but she didn't want her picture taken. A slight woman dressed in black with a white headscarf, she looked even smaller in a military flak jacket and helmet. On the ground in Tikrit, the visitors get a white-knuckle taste of driving on roads sometimes watched by insurgent gunmen and frequently seeded with explosives. An SUV convoy screams down the street at a breakneck pace before lurching into a heavily fortified driveway. Local residents look up in surprise as the convoy races past. If the visitors were hoping to be seen as friends dropping by with some helpful advice, this entrance fails to convey that impression. Inside, Sunni tribal sheikhs in traditional robes and headdresses mingle with political party leaders in suits and ties. They're here to learn how to run a modern campaign, and also to complain to Mrs. Suwad about perceived injustices being done to Salah al-Din province. The undercurrent of discontent begins to surface as the local election commission representative, Salah Khalil, runs down the registration numbers that allowed Salah al-Din province to get 8 seats in the new parliament. Even he says those numbers sound too low.
The number of voters registered for the last election was 488,000. By this year's referendum on the constitution, that number was up to 563,000. I have asked for more complete numbers because there are immigrants, displaced people, some are living on military bases, and others don't have ration cards.
As Mrs. Suwad opens the floor to questions, it becomes clear that everyone here feels this largely Sunni Muslim province is being discriminated against. One sheikh jumps to his feet with a typical comment.
How can you say Sulaymaniyah, with less population than us, gets 15 seats while we only get 8? How can you do that? You are trying to convince me that in Salah al-Din province, if you go by the registration numbers, we get 8 seats. We refuse that.
Mrs. Suwad shakes her head. His numbers don't sound right to her. But then no one can claim to have truly accurate current population figures for Iraq. One election advisor in the back of the room whispers that the seats were allocated according to the registration numbers used in last January's voting. That vote admittedly underrepresented the Sunni minority, which largely boycotted the election. These Sunni leaders have come to the conclusion that if there are 27 million Iraqis and just over 270 seats in the parliament, then every 100,000 people should equal one seat in the legislature. Therefore, they say Salah al-Din province should have 10, 12, maybe even 14 seats. But election officials say that's not the method used by the National Assembly to create these election districts. For one thing, they counted eligible voters, not total population. Even if some of these complaints have merit, it would seem too late to redistribute parliamentary seats before the December 15th vote. Still, in Iraq, it sometimes seems that everything is negotiable. And as Mrs. Suwad prepares to leave, she says these numbers may not be cast in stone.
I think if they are right in their claim, maybe we can deal with it. Our office will have to investigate these complaints and to find a solution.
Then another taste of politics Iraqi style. Someone asks Mrs. Suwad her last name. She says Al-Jaburi, and the stern sheikhs towering over her are suddenly gasping with delight. She's related, it seems, to most of them. Suddenly, their problems don't seem quite so distant and insurmountable. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.